Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of There's a You in Success. I'm Debbie Loosberg, your host. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening today. I talk a lot about success, that inner success, not the outer symbols of success. But as you know, if you've listened here periodically, we talk about ways to bring forth that innate success. A few years ago, I created a program called There's a You in Success, and it is comprised of several components that we each possess that we only need to uncover and build upon. Things like our self-confidence, being a better communicator, having a more positive mindset and attitude, setting goals, handling change, becoming a leader, etc. All those things build up to our success. The title of that program, and this program, There's a You in Success, represents the fact that I think we are already immersed in success. It's just that we need to take the time, we need to wake up, so to speak, become more aware of what it is we do naturally. What are our innate talents, innate gifts, innate strengths, wisdom, know-how that we already have? And then build our lives around that. Find out what those things are. Make the choices to make change if we have to. And then act upon what we know is true for us. Have you ever felt like you're smooshed into a box, like the wrong job, the wrong relationship, the wrong house, the wrong anything, fill in the blank there, and you know it just isn't right for you, whatever situation that might be? So that's where we make those choices. I talk about making choices every day, every hour of our lives to build what it is we want, to create that life of our dreams so that we can then be and show up better for others. As you know, I like to share tips here on our radio program about how to uncover that success, those innate abilities that you have. Ways to get you thinking a little bit differently so that you can move along that path, your definition of success. Today's episode is called Go Figure, or Get in the Flow. Give me some time and I'll figure it out. I gotta figure out what to do next. Can you help me figure this thing out? Figuring. Pen, pencil, paper, spreadsheet, software. Burning the midnight oil, rolling up the sleeves, and wiping that sweaty brow. If only we could just figure it all out. Life, plans, career, relationships, how to make something happen or someone respond differently. When to make the right move, where to vacation, whether or not to get a second opinion. Some things, though, are just not meant to be figured out. What's the opposite of figuring it out? Getting in the flow. Stepping back and letting it be, letting it play out, letting the answers come easily and effortlessly. Wait a second, you might be saying, what about deadlines, timelines, and possible angry mobs? Have you ever slept on a problem, just walked away, climbed into bed and hoped tomorrow would bring the answer? A new day can bring an answer, along with a sense of clarity, when we let our minds rest. The answers begin to flow. Have you ever gone to bed thinking about the problem and then woken up the next day and realized, here's exactly what I need to do? Because your mind was resting, your body was resting, while you were still mulling it over and an answer became clearer. Albert Einstein said, "No problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it." In other words, when we stay in the mindset of figuring and searching and even labeling something a problem, we can't easily get to the answer. We might get to it, but it's an answer born out of that unsettled mindset. We must sleep on it, let it go, and let the answer flow. Nothing saying we can't do this during the day, any day, in any situation. No sleep is required. Well, maybe a nap. Naps are always helpful for this sort of thing as well. But even in the heat of the day, being able to take a break and let your mind rest from whatever issue, problem, situation you're trying to figure out. This does take some practice, and here are some tips. Know when it's time to take a break. Know when you have exhausted every avenue and it's time to just walk away, if even for a few minutes. Quiet down that inner and outer squabbling, that inner voice that's chattering away, and maybe the other outer voices you're working with that are chattering, all that figuring. Quiet it all down. Change your focus, if even for a few minutes, even if that means going outside, taking a break, concentrating on the birds, or concentrating on something else. Give your mind something else to pay attention to. Get yourself into a relaxed state of mind. Take a deep breath, a few deep breaths. Relax, unwind. And then expect, know, that the answer will come flowing through and that you'll know exactly what to do next. After you've followed these steps, after you've taken a break, after you've rested and calmed yourself down, changed your focus, know that the answer will come. Expect it. So let's say, for instance, that you're engaged in a group meeting at work and a solution must be presented before you leave the room. Take a breath. Suggest that the topic be parked for a few minutes. Change the focus to another agenda item and then circle back with some fresh ideas. Give everybody a chance to breathe, take a break, change their focus. Let's say you're in the middle of a family dispute, family argument, family discussion, where a certain issue just seems unsolvable. Agree to disagree as you all take a break, step away from the table, then come back to it when everyone is calm and hopefully more reasonable. New ideas will present themselves by taking a break, relaxing, changing focus, and coming back to it with clarity. Can work for challenges, issues, problems, dramas, and any other unsettling, flow-blocking situation that comes your way. All it takes is a deep breath, remembering all things can't be figured out on the spot, and that the flow of new ideas and energy is inevitable to a rested, receptive mind. Life is fluid, dynamic, ever-flowing. Get in the flow and ride easily and effortlessly through the journey. And I know that as you follow a process like this, you not only get closer to the solution, to the answer that you're looking for any particular situation, you get steps and steps and steps closer to what it is you want in your life, to what it is you are designing to be successful in your life by being able to approach something in this manner. So there you have it, a little kick, a little motivation, some wit and wisdom to help you keep moving, keep uncovering, realizing, and building upon what you already have, that innate ability to be successful. Hope you found something to take away with you, think about, and ponder as you continue on that journey. As always, I want to remind you about visiting my website, debbieluseberg.com, where you can sign up for a weekly email kick, get your own little motivation each week in your inbox. Also, please connect with me on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Google+. There is not one more thing that you need to add to yourself. You only need to make the choice to uncover what's already inside you. There's a you in success, a unique, amazing, creative, fabulous, magnificent, the one and only you. Choose to have a great week. Talk to you again soon.